Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Coming up in the second segment, around 5:30, we'll play for you guys what Matt Verderam had to say about the Kansas City Chiefs. Matt Verderam does great work for Sports Illustrated, but I want to start with this. And maybe I am being paranoid, and I can live with that. But a theme I think that has popped up discussing the Chiefs is that people want changes. You guys have done this for a while. The formula has gotten stale. We think it is in the organization's best interest to go in a different direction. Well, changes means some people got to get fired. That's what changes means. You have these people that are filling these positions. Those people can no longer fill those positions. You got to bring in new blood. If you get new blood, then you got to get rid of the old blood. That's how this thing works. And again, maybe I am being paranoid, but I think you can see the writing on the wall and how the Chiefs are going to virtually spin this thing around to where we were just one or two plays away. If Rice doesn't get suspended for the first six games, if Xavier Worthy doesn't get the injury, if we had made one or two plays, we're in the playoffs. We think that we're fine as an organization. Where am I getting this from? Listen to Adam Schefter, who was on Pat McAfee's show. He said that he doesn't see any massive changes when it comes to the coaching staff.
I think an organization is always going to examine everything after the season. And I think people expect Matt Nagy and Steve Spagnuolo to get head coaching interviews. So I don't think Kansas City is going to be making any big voluntary wholesale changes to its coaching staff. These guys are in demand. They're respected. So I don't see that happening. And you know, we've talked about Andy Reid. Could this be his last year for a long time? And every time that comes up, he seems to sign another extension. I think he enjoys being at the office. And if you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, why would you not want to be there?
There's three people to me that I think are good. Andy Reid and Brett Veach. I know this season has been disappointing. This has not been a season from hell. If the Chiefs were 3-14, okay, we'd be having a different conversation. The Chiefs are going to finish the season with a winning record, in my opinion. So it didn't live up to the expectations, for sure. I don't want to make it seem like things have completely fallen off the track. Andy gets a shot at redemption. Brett Veach gets a shot at redemption. And in my opinion, Steve Spagnuolo, they should bring back their defensive coordinator. Their defense has certainly had some issues. I don't think their defense is flawed beyond repair. Everybody else I'm willing to listen to when it comes to the coaching staff. Number one for me is Dave Tope. He has been there for a long time, and I think their special teams has turned out to be a negative for this team. Their kicker is the highest paid kicker in the league, but he is having one of his worst seasons as a professional. They don't block punts. They don't get big returns. They don't score with their special teams. That is a way to me to shake up this staff and make some changes. What I think the Chiefs need as a special teams coach is, I think they need a 37-year-old future head coach. They need somebody with a bright future who is just waiting for an opportunity. He comes in, he embraces the changes that that teams have made when it comes to the new kickoff rule, and he can do a really good job for the next couple of years, and he is one of those people that is discussed as someone who could take over a head coaching job. That happens. John Harbaugh, a former special teams coordinator for Andy Reid. Joe Judge, a special teams coordinator for Bill Belichick. Teams hire special teams coordinators all the time in the National Football League. So find a young up-and-coming coach. You give him control over that team, and let's see if he can kind of turn things around. But I've sat there too many Sundays and just watched their special teams either be a negative or at least a stalemate for them. I want to see some pop. I want to see some sizzle. So Dave Tope to me is at the top of the list. You could talk to me about their defensive line coach, their wide receiver coach. I just think they need to make some staff changes. So hearing from Adam Schefter that he doesn't expect some massive staff changes is just worrisome to me. That's just not the mentality that I want the Chiefs to have heading into this. I want them thinking new. I want them thinking fresh. I want them thinking innovative. I just don't want the Chiefs thinking, well, we were just one or two plays away. We can just stay the course and our luck is going to change tomorrow. No, you need to do something to change your luck. So that's number one of what I'm worried about. Now, if we are talking about new blood, we got to talk about you getting new players as well. And we also, I think, have to potentially part ways with some players that you like, that you love, that maybe they don't fit what your new long-term vision is, and you got to make a decision. So I want to play two cuts for you guys. This first one is Nate Taylor being asked if he thinks the Chiefs would trade Trent McDuffie. I'll play for you the Rice cut and the McDuffie. I bring those two players up. They are very good, talented players, but you're going to need that salary cap space to potentially make some moves when it comes to your roster. So you're going to have to make some tough decisions, and not just tough decisions like letting Juwan Taylor go. That's the obvious decision. Everybody is on board with this, but do you want the Chiefs to make some small changes, or do you want the Chiefs to completely regroup and rebuild? And in doing that, it usually takes something. The last time they made a pretty drastic move. They traded Tyreek Hill, who was one of the three best receivers in the National Football League. And they used those assets, and they got George Karloftis, and they got Trent McDuffie, and they got some additional picks, and they turned that into their next cornerstone of pieces. You might need to potentially do that again with some of the players that you've acquired. Here's what Nate said about the possibility if they would trade Trent McDuffie.
Trent McDuffie is a two-time All-Pro player. He is not the problem. I would suggest, hey, Trent needs to be someone that you can be flexible with moving outside and in the nickel spot so that, again, Jamari Connor never has to do these sort of things. And we now realize Noah Williams does have the physical traits and the makeup, I believe, and the talent, honestly, to play on the outside. So who knows what happens with Jalen Watson. He is also a free agent as well. I know that gets a little bit tricky because you do have the fifth-year option with Trent McDuffie. If you do want to trade him, that is something you could, you know, sort of suggest to the other team that it's acquiring. Like, hey, you know, he's still on a fifth-year rookie deal. Mm-hmm. You still have some wiggle room to negotiate and manage whatever that contract is going to be in terms of an extension. Now, I've reported this before. I don't think this has really changed since the beginning of the season, but, like, Trent McDuffie knows what Sauce Gardner makes. Mm-hmm. Just think about that,
right,
guys.
Right,
so
right.
However you structure it, that'll be the question. Again, it's kind of like the Trey Smith situation where, like, is it a four-year deal? Is it a five-year deal? All these things come into factor, but, like, Trent McDuffie's not the problem. He's really good within Steve Spagnuolo's system, and he's been very productive for 4 years now.
I would pay Trent McDuffie. I have been very firm on that plan when it comes to Trent McDuffie. I think he is one of the better young corners in the league. He is not without flaw, but I think that Trent McDuffie is a very, very good player. I think the plan was to have him and Christian Fulton be a nice 1-2, and some of these plays where Trent McDuffie is on a certain individual, I think the original plan was we were going to put Christian Fultz in there. They swung and missed. I mean, they didn't even put the ball in play when it came to Christian Fultz. He has never played for this team. He has never helped this team. So I think we know in some ways what Trent McDuffie's limitations are, and every player has a limitation, but I think he's one of the better young corners in the league. I would keep him. I would help build my defense around having one of those players. But they have never paid a corner before, and I do think based on what we just saw Sauce Gardner get, you could get a first-round pick for Trent McDuffie if you are interested in trading him. So it is something that the Chiefs at least have to entertain the possibility. You got to at least find out what he's worth. You're not doing your job as a general manager if you don't at least examine all options. One option is paying him what the market says that he's worth. The other option is, hey, what is this player worth on the open market? Could we get two firsts like Sauce Gardner? Could we get a first and a third? You have to find out what the street value is for Trent McDuffie. You're not doing your job if you don't do that. I would say you also have to do the exact same thing for Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice was drafted in the second round, so there is no fifth-year option. The Chiefs are a year away from losing Rashee Rice. This is the first offseason in which you can talk contract negotiation. We all know these contracts don't pop up in the middle of the season. In about 3 weeks' time, it will begin the what are we going to do with Rashee Rice. Now, it is a possibility that they just let him finish out his rookie contract and let him walk on. They've done that before, but maybe there is a chance that either they pay Rashee Rice or they are willing to just move on from him. We see that happen every year in the National Football League. George Pickens was available. Brandon Ayuk was available. Teams make a decision on what they want to do. Now, Brandon Ayuk stayed in San Francisco, now is unhappy in San Francisco. George Pickens got traded from Pittsburgh to Dallas. So I am not completely ruling out the possibility that the Chiefs could move on from Rashee Rice. Here's what Nate Taylor said.
Part of me wants to say no. Now, a lot of this would part of me wants to say no because at some point, and we know how talented Rashee Rice is. I think I should start there. Like, he's probably your most talented receiver just from, like, an overall skill standpoint. Now, as I said before earlier this week on Cody and Goal, hey, he has maturity issues. He still needs to, learn what it's like to be the number one receiving option, especially against man coverage when there's, you know, like a safety over the top. Hey, man, you still got to find work. You still got to perform at a high level. You still got to be a professional even when the play call isn't, like, you know, pristine for you. With that said, like, you know, we don't know if Travis Kelce's coming back. You do want some continuity. You did invest a second-round pick in him. I know that there was parallels. I think to some degree alluded to this in, like, an article back in whatever it was, October, when he came back from the suspension, that, hey, if he played well this season, if there was no, you know, long-term serious injury concerns, could you get him at a below-market rate deal similar to what you did with Tyreek Hill in the 2019 offseason because of his own off-the-field issues, right? So he's not going to be, like, the highest-paid receiver. I understand the thought process of trading him. I'm not sure what you would necessarily get back. Like, I don't think you're going to get a second-round pick, you know, the same status of which you drafted him.
There is no more discount deals at wide receiver. That time is no longer in the National Football League. I gave this stat to Binkley earlier. I'll give it to you in the 5 o'clock audience. Remember the Christian Kirk contract that everybody screamed this was the worst thing that could happen and it turned the market upside down? You guys remember that deal from Christian Kirk? That is now the 24th highest paid wide receiver contract in the National Football League. 24th in the league. The league values wide receiver drastically different than when the Tyreek Hill situation happened, what was that, 6-7 years ago. It is drastically different now. So if you are going to Rashee Rice and expecting him to take some hometown discount, for what reason? No one in the league is doing that. If I'm Rashee Rice and I'm his agent, to me, the contracts are clearly there. I'm not taking less than what Devontae Smith got. Devontae Smith got 3 years, $75 million, and he got $51 million guaranteed. So Devontae Smith is the 15th highest paid receiver in the National Football League. You could use Jameson Williams as an example. He is the 14th highest paid wide receiver in the National Football League. He got 3 years, $80 million, and got $66 million guaranteed. I think all parties agree that Rashee Rice is a good player. I'm not here debating with anybody on whether or not you think Rashee Rice is a good player. He is obviously a good player. But I remember the feeling used to be that running back was dime a dozen and you can plug and play. I'm here telling you that we have evolved now in 10 years. That wide receiver has kind of gotten that way. There's always wide receivers available, whether it's in free agency or the draft every single year. And where I think the Chiefs are possibly going to select, there is going to be a good wide receiver that is taken there. Last year, Emeka Egbuka was the 19th overall selection in the NFL draft. He might be the best rookie receiver in the league. You can find good day one proven wide receivers in the draft every single year. So could you see a scenario in which the Chiefs come to the conclusion that they don't want to pay Rashee Rice, they're ready to cash out now, and they take that draft pick and they're willing to use it to wheel and deal to get some of the other things that they need? Now, that is one possibility, but I think you have to ask yourself the question, do you feel comfortable giving Rashee Rice this amount of money? And the biggest reason why I ask this is, to me, there are some boxes that haven't been checked yet for me to be willing to entertain this conversation about paying him. He hasn't been healthy. I know it was friendly fire, but I'm sorry. Tearing your LCL, regardless of how you did it, is a torn LCL. So I don't care if it happened from Patrick Mahomes or Patrick Queen. He tore his LCL. That matters in discussing what you look like moving forward with a significant knee injury. You also missed 6 games due to suspension. I know we don't bring it up. Part of the reason that the Chiefs are in this situation is they didn't have their best offensive player for the first 6 weeks of the season. And you remember, for the first 6 weeks of the season, when their offense wasn't performing, the whole sentiment was, well, these games don't count because they don't have Rashee Rice. Well, what if they had him? He wasn't out because of the injury for that one. He was out because of his own foolishness is why he wasn't there. You needed Rashee Rice in the very beginning of the season. Maybe you beat the Chargers in week one. Maybe you beat Philadelphia in week two if you have Rashee Rice. Well, we'll never know because he got suspended because he pled guilty to a felony. So he wasn't there for you when you needed him to, injury-wise, not his fault. He wasn't there for you to begin his third season. That was his fault. And now to turn around and now you're 100% sure you want to give that guy $51 million or $66 million guaranteed the way that Jamison Williams did? The answer for me is a no. I told you guys this when he was coming back. There's no scenario in which I pay Rashee Rice this offseason. None. I don't want to hear this. It's cheaper to do it. There's not a single scenario in which I am giving Rashee Rice a new contract in the next 90 days. You play out this rookie contract, and we are willing to franchise tag you at the end of it if we think you are worthy, and then we'll go for it. Because we got the injury thing. We got the off-the-field thing. We got people questioning your effort. Those are just not all characteristics that I would want if I'm about to turn around and give somebody, I mean, lifetime generational wealth. If we are talking about we have these issues when you haven't gotten paid, what issues could you potentially have when you do get paid and life is set for you and everybody you know?
Me and you see the Rashee Rice thing very similar. Now, I will say one thing Nate said in that cut that is of note to me is what his trade value is. Now, Nate is more plugged in the league. He'll be on the show tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We can ask him. But when he says to Dusty and Bob, I don't know you're going to get back the second round pick that you drafted him with, that does change the calculus a little bit to me. Because in a perfect world, you would have, I would feel everything you feel about Rashee Rice. You would trade this offseason. You would get a haul back. That's a great idea on the surface. But if Nate Taylor is saying you might not get a second round pick back, now you're stuck between a rock and a hard place for Rashee Rice. Because we agree, there are legitimate questions on if you pay that guy. I also think there's legitimate reason to trade that guy. However, you're not going to get a haul back for him. You then get caught in no man's land, which is kind of what happened. It's not a one-for-one comparison, but it's kind of what happened with the Steelers and George Pickens. They got caught in no man's land. Pickens is worth this, but we can't pay him this, and no one's giving us this. What do we do?
I'm not taking less than a 2 for Rashee Rice.
I agree. But then you're going to let him play out the string and not pay him? That's the rock and a hard place conversation the Chiefs are with Rashee Rice.
Can we make, you know what? Let's shout out Baker University. I know what I want to make hit number one.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits.
number one.
Carrington, as always, hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
I want to read to you guys the weather report for Sunday. This is from Nick Bender. He is with Channel 9 News. Chiefs fans, be prepared for one of, if not the coldest game of the season. Wind chills Sunday morning will range from about negative 5 to negative 15 degrees. Hold on. You were telling me that some of you guys are right now texting your friends and planning with your family and friends and loved ones to be outside drinking mimosas and eating breakfast, and it's going to be negative 15 degrees wind chill? Okay. Nick Bender also goes on to say that the temperature at kickoff is expected to be in the upper teens and only climbing into the lower 20s during the game. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. I will not be there. I will not be participating in anything that they got going on at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday morning. Michael Jackson could come back and he's going to run through the entire catalog. It's all right. Somebody's going to record it and I'll see it on TikTok later. I will see it on Instagram. I don't know. Rob, this is crazy to me. I get it if you're going to freeze for a team that's worth freezing for. Like the AFC Championship game, I get it, you know? Hey, you got a chance to see your team go to the Super Bowl. You know, hey, put on your long johns, put on your mittens, and get out there. You've been watching this Chiefs team all season, and you're about to sign up to go out in the negative 15-degree wind chill to watch them. They're 6-7. They got a 16% chance of making the playoffs. This is basically one step ahead of a preseason game. I ain't going out there. Y'all better than me, man. I'm telling you that. Y'all much better than me. I'm looking at the ticket prices right now. Some of y'all got the right idea. I got to get out of these bad boys. That's what some of y'all got. Some of y'all got the mindset of, I got to sell these tickets by any means necessary. Right now, Rob, it is a $40 get-in to get into this game. $40, that's what it is. Yeah, some of y'all, I'm telling you, some of y'all got the right idea. I can't be out there. I can't do it. They got good tickets, too. You can sit lower level right now for about $60. For about $150, Matt Nagy might let you call a play. Can't be worse than he is at it. You know what I know you would do? Run the ball with Kareem Hunt on 4th and 1. You would do that. He didn't.
Not all of you would.
No, you're right. Somebody said, C-Dot, this is for the blue-collar workers who haven't been able to afford tickets in years. Let us have this one. Man, you should have went last week. They had them tickets for cheap, too. It was a cheap get-in. Hey, y'all got it, man. I do. I got it. Hey, you know what? If you think the ticket prices are cheap now, let them lose this game and for that Christmas night game when people are just going to say, you know what? I'd rather spend time with my family.
I actually don't think that game's going to plummet. I think because of the gift.
Are they out of it?
I think because of the gift-giving element. Like, I'm taking my kid for Christmas night.
Are they out of it? Because I'm saying
they're out of it now. No, what are you talking about?
I'm saying, but we agree. There is a chance that Patrick Mahomes is not starting that game. There's a chance.
I think it's more likely he doesn't start in Tennessee than at home. I think they'll roll him out there for the home fans no matter what. And that could be Kelsey's last home game. Come on now.
You telling me, hon, you think there's a chance that they don't play him in the Titans game because they're resting him and then they just put him back out there for the home game? No chance. There is a chance that the Chiefs are eliminated on Sunday if they lose.
No, there's not. I think they are eliminated on Sunday if they lose.
Patrick Mahomes is not playing after that. I'm telling you, they are not playing Patrick Mahomes if they are mathematically eliminated from the postseason to make you feel good about your home schedule. Absolutely not. So, yeah, I mean, hey, this might be your last chance to see him. You're right. I mean, I don't want this to be their last game. I don't want it to. I want them to play the Christmas game, but, I mean, we got to face the facts. I mean, they've lost 4 of their last 5. I mean, there's certainly a chance they lose this game. Bundle up. That's all. I know some of you are going to be out there, man. I want you to bundle up because they said it's going to be cold on Sunday morning. It is going to be very cold out there. Coming up on the other side, we were joined earlier today by Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. We'll talk Chiefs. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Earlier today on the show, we were joined by Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated, and our Chiefs conversation started with why the Chiefs went for that fourth down. I still am unable to figure that out.
I mean, it's the 2025 Chiefs. So, of course they went for it and failed miserably. Like, that's just what this team has been. I mean, this team has been one slapstick comedy disaster after the next. I'll actually go a little different on this. In the moment, if I'm being completely honest, there was a pretty big part of me that was like, you know what, this offense stinks so bad. They've got to try to get some juice, try to go for it. If you don't get it, hold them to a field goal, go from there. The problem I had with it was not so much even the decision, although, listen, the decision is certainly a bold choice. It's the play call. Like, I hate to use the word I'm going to use because – Andy Reid will forget more about football tonight than I'll ever know in my lifetime. It was dumb. It was a dumb play call. Everything about it was dumb. Like, it was, look, Kareem Hunt, he's fourth in the yard. Kareem Hunt is converting at a higher rate on third and fourth and one than the tush push. and you have him lined up as a tight end on that play. What are you doing? What are you doing? And I don't care. I know, you know, it's been publicized. I knew even in real time. It's the same concept of play that they beat the Bills in the AFC Championship game. Whether they snuck P. Ryan out behind the line, fine. I understand that. But in this case, this is your season. Like, this is the whole season. If you don't pick this up, your season's in grave jeopardy. And you didn't even run a back out there. Like, I could understand that play a little more if Kareem Hunt was in the backfield. And he said, hey, look, he's a good pass catcher. We're going to run him out there. It was Hollywood Brown. They're going to pay attention to Hollywood Brown coming out of the back. And, like, once they did, that's it. There's no threat of running the ball. You're never going to hand off to Hollywood there. It was a staggering decision to do that. I don't know what the thought process was. I don't know if there was a thought process. And that's kind of been the story of their season. Like, their personnel needs fixing, yes, but their scheme and their decision-making on offense needs a complete overhaul.
When you mentioned the personnel needs some fixing, what are you suggesting? Because I was going through their box score and I was going through their depth chart for the game that they played against the Raiders. And that was the first game back for Rashee Rice. Man, I'm looking at this offense. I think they're going to bring a majority of this offense back. Now, they're going to make some changes on the defensive side. They're going to kind of have to be forced to because some contracts are ending. And they got to decide who they want to pay and who they don't want to pay. But I think the core of this team is going to largely be the same. You mentioned they need personnel changes. What personnel changes do you think they need?
Yeah, so on offense, I agree with you. I think it's largely going to be the same crux of it. Look, Juwan Taylor is going to be gone because they need to save money, and he's $20 million in savings. He's going to be gone. And it's going to be Moore, maybe Vanessa Paul if he plays well the rest of the year. But I think Moore's the leader in the clubhouse right now. So I think you're going to get a change there. You have got to get a running back. And I can tell you right now from talking to people around, they know that. I mean, that is glaringly, blindingly obvious. Now, you could also argue it was blindingly obvious a year ago, and they did nothing. But Pacheco's contract's up. There's no reason in the world to bring him back. If Hunt comes back, it's got to be just a short yardage, you know, plugger back where it's, hey, third and foot, go get his 2 feet. They have no explosiveness. They have two explosive runs this entire season. Two. It's almost impossible to have two explosive runs for a whole season. I think that is on offense, the big majority of it. I think, look, they'll probably churn the backside of the receiving room. Like, I don't think Juju's back or Hollywood's back. But, Worthy and Rice will be the leading guys up front. And with the new scheme, I think that's fine. Defensively, it's, as you said, look, it's a bigger conversation. They have to get the pass rush right. Their pass rush is a disaster outside of Jones and sometimes Karlaftis. Everybody else is persona non grata. They're going to have to fix that. I think Tranquil, they got to make a decision. Do they cut him and do they replace him? Maybe they do. I would personally. And then in the secondary, I don't know how you feel about it. Like Watson and Cook, what do? Are you bringing them back? If I'm the Chiefs, I try to bring them back at my price. Because that's just two less holes you got to fill, and you know they can play. But, you know, look, they've got a lot of decisions to make on this team defensively.
That's interesting you bring that up about some of the decisions that they have to make. They have two players that I would say are, in most instances, it's time to pay them. You got Rashee Rice on the offensive side, and Trent McDuffie is on the other side.
Yep.
Let's say that we wake up in March and we get a text that the Chiefs have made a major trade. Are they more likely to trade Trent McDuffie or Rashee Rice?
It's so hard. As you're asking the question, my initial gut reaction was McDuffie. Because they've never paid a corner since Brett Veach has been there, ever. They've never done it. And they tried to pay Ward. Ward ended up leaving for a little more money when he went to San Francisco. So they did try to pay him. And they actually tried to pay him this offseason. They tried to re-sign him. It's not as though they won't. And I certainly – look, I'm not trying to say, oh, I think they're going to trade McDuffie. Like, I would not be shocked at all if they gave McDuffie, $100 million. But the one problem you're starting to run into a little here with McDuffie, they clearly want to play him outside because I think that's his preference. Well, he's not as good outside. Like, he's good. He's still a good corner. He's a great slot corner. And part of the reason is, A, he's great technically, which is paramount at that position because you have so many two-way goes. The other part of it is he's a great blitzer. That goes out the window when you're a boundary corner. It doesn't matter. So I think that's a big part of it. And, you know, they've got Noel Williams, who when they actually decide to play Noel Williams, can play. And if they bring back Watson, well, then what are you doing? Like, then he's got to be in the slot because those other two guys can't do it. Neither Williams nor Watson can play in the slot. The thing with Rice is very obvious. Do you trust him? I mean, look, it's not hard to see. There are times with Rashee Rice when he does not run full out on routes. He just doesn't. There are times, he was jogging in certain routes in that Texans game. And obviously all the off-field stuff that goes with him. So, like, are you going to give him $30 million a year over 4 years? And if you are, is every single dollar in that contract voidable if he gets as much as a jaywalking ticket? Like, that's the question. I mean, Duffy, you don't worry about any of that stuff. You do with him. And that's the push-pull. It's a very hard, hard decision for Red Beach to make.
That is Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. If you want to check our full conversation, we talked a lot about the games that we have coming up this weekend in the National Football League. I would encourage you to check it out on the podcast page. That's just one thing with Rashee Rice that it's tough for me to advocate how you should become generationally wealthy if you have effort issues when you're on your rookie contract. I don't think that's a problem that gets solved with more money. You made it. Step one is making it to the National Football League. We saw what his offseason looked like after they won the Super Bowl. The next thing is getting the money that sets everybody up. Like, he made second round money. I don't want to make it seem like he didn't get paid. I mean, second round money, that ain't the nobody around me has to work anymore money. That's not what it is. You get this second contract, that's the mom doesn't have to work anymore deal. Pops doesn't have to work anymore. I can retire them money. We're talking about you get $60 million guaranteed. That's what Jamison Williams got. So it is certainly something worth thinking about if you are the Kansas City Chiefs. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
The Royals have a new outfielder. His name is Lane Thomas. Somebody text that in right before the break, but you know the text line be lying. Sometimes you can't just trust a text line telling you something happened. They like to fool you sometimes. But no, the text line was right. The Royals have a new outfielder. His name is Lane Thomas. Now, I don't want you to get too excited about this move. This is a fourth outfielder depth kind of move. He does not hit for any power. He has 76 home runs in his career. It's in 7 years. I mean, he hits for a little bit of power, I guess. He did have some power back in 2023. He hit 28 home runs. Since then, he just hasn't been healthy. He hit 15 home runs in 2024, and he had 11 home runs last, or four home runs last season for the Cleveland Guardians. He just was hurt last year. Only played in 39 games, had four home runs, 11 RBIs, and hit 160 with a 246 on base percentage. So, I mean, I think this is pretty clear what kind of move this is. They're hoping that they can get him back to their 2022-2023. They're hoping to get that version of Lane Thomas, and this is kind of the moves that the Royals need to do. You kind of got to buy low, and that's exactly what it looks like they've done with Lane Thomas.
I mean, if this is a fourth outfielder type, this is a fine move. Like, in 2024 in Washington, he was a fine player. He hit 250 on base, OPS, of 730. He had eight homers. That was 2024 in Washington. You would take that from a spot outfielder starting a pinch type. He was not good last year for Cleveland, but, you know,
he hasn't been good for the last year and a half for Cleveland because he got traded, and then he was bad in Cleveland.
He basically, ever since he left Washington, he's been bad. But if he's your fourth outfielder type and it's worth a flyer, I can't imagine they gave massive money to him. I know that the reporting isn't out there on the money yet. This is a fine, high upside, let's see what happens deal, but this is, you know what's going to happen. Someone's going to be like, well, they have Lane Thomas in the outfield. No, he's not part of the solution. He's just another human body to put out in the outfield.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, like, looking at his career. I mean, he's only really been good at one of the three places that he's been. He was a good player in Washington. He was not good in St. Louis, and he wasn't really good for the last year and a half in Cleveland. Now, I mean, imagining from a money standpoint, the Chiefs, the Royals got him for, you would assume, very, very cheap. I don't think there was a great market out there for Lane Thomas. So there is another move coming for sure, but they needed a platoon fourth, fifth outfielder. They ended up signing that guy with Lane Thomas. So that's great.
I mean, like I said, you hope for a bounce back. If you don't get it, no money. If you get it, that's how you win with your Royals. You hope, you bet on these sort of things. But again, he's what Randall Grichuk was last year. He's not a part of the solution.
Are you going to watch Thursday Night Football?
No. I won't bet on it. I won't watch it. My fantasy league is over. I have no interest in Thursday Night Football. You have to do some real mental gymnastics to explain to me why, without a fantasy option or a betting angle, why Falcons and Bucks is exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to take a break from Breaking Bad. I'm in the middle of
season. You're going to break away from Breaking Bad for this game?
No, I'm actually going to start the Puff documentary
today. Okay, that makes more sense.
I'm going to start the Puff documentary. I've been kind of waiting to start the Puff documentary. I'm just like, all right, I finally need to sit down and watch it. So I'll probably watch half of it today and then half of it tomorrow. But yeah, I plan on starting the Puff documentary on Netflix.
That I actually am interested in. thought you were about to tell me you were going to break
no,
away from
No, I'm not breaking
up
for
like,
this one.
Sweet Lord.
I am going to take full advantage of their offering 100% profit boost. I am going to take advantage of that. I'll probably bet Mike Evans. He's back. I could just see him throwing to him in the red zone. Yeah, I'd probably end up taking Mike Evans. But, yeah, I don't have much interest. Now, I would say after this, I mean, the other two Thursday night football games are actually pretty good the rest of the way. Like, this is the last bad Thursday night football game. We got the Chiefs game on Christmas coming up in a couple of weeks. And then next week, we got the Rams at Seahawks for Thursday night football. So, I mean, this is the last game that I don't have any interest in. Rams at Seahawks and then Broncos at Chiefs. I mean, even if the Chiefs are out of it, it's still a divisional game. And, you know, this is the last Thursday night football game that I'm not watching.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Somebody on the text line said, how is the fantasy season over? My playoffs are just starting. Rob obviously didn't make the playoffs. Yeah. What kind of question is that? How is the season over? He didn't make it.
My season went like the New York Jets. It's been over for a while.
What kind of question was that? How is fantasy over? Because I wasn't good enough. Yeah. That's how the season has reached its conclusion.
When I said that, I wasn't speaking for every person in every league across the listening audience.
Your fantasy is over.
By the way, credit to the NFL, tonight's a stinker. Generally speaking, though, the Thursday night football games have been more watchable than in years past. For a while there, it was a punchline what games we got. This year, I feel like we've gotten as much good as we've ever gotten on Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, I
hate the games, but they've been better.
I might take Bijan for 2 touchdowns today.
You're going to end up watching this game if you keep putting money on it.
No, I'm a big believer that the casino doesn't offer deals, so when they offer deals, you just kind of got to take them. If it's a 50% or more profit boost, I'm taking it every single time. It evens out over time. You got to take the chance at it. It used to be 2-1. Now you can get it at 4-1. Yeah, you got to take that bet. So I will be playing it for that, but I don't need to be watching the game to see if Mike Evans scored. Trust me, I'll find out a different way.
I mean, that's fair. It is 2025. There's a million ways to find out how the game is going without watching a minute of the game.
Yeah. Last thing here, you know that I just said I'm watching Breaking Bad. Man, I kind of forgot how well written the characters were in Breaking Bad. Like, I mostly remember it. So I just got to the part in the show where he meets Jane. That's the episode I just watched where he meets Jane for the first time. I just kind of forgot. Like, Tuco's grandfather is one of the most interesting characters that I've ever seen in the television show before. Like, how did you even think of a character that communicates in that way? Just I forgot how smart Breaking Bad was, and I haven't seen it in quite some time, so I'm excited to finish it.
I'm not gonna lie, the first time I watched it, I hated Jane. Maybe I'm a bad person, but what happens to Jane, I was like, that's fine. Let's get rid of that character.
I gotta watch it. I remember stuff that happens, but I don't remember everything.
The way it happened was brutal, but I was never a Jane fan.
Yeah, I gotta see what happens. I don't want to spoil it for people who one day plan on watching.
And
the
show's 20 years old at this point.
Yeah, I'm still not gonna break it for people. Did you see that they're doing a 20 year anniversary for Friday Night Lights?
Ooh,
I can't wait. I might actually go. It's in Austin. I don't gotta stay in a hotel now. I might actually go to the 20 year anniversary of Friday Night Lights. All right, take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.